Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, greetings from Bonoboville in isolation for my second bedside chat during the Corona apocalypse. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, all you children of sex. FDR held fireside chats. And I got a fire back there. Fake fire. But his fireside chats were with a real fire. His fire at the White House during the Great Depression and World War II. And I hold bedside chats on the bed. Well, couch, you know, for now. A lot of people use their couch as a bed. And it's during a very different kind of war. Against an enemy we can't see. And yes. An enemy we can't shoot. An enemy we can't bomb. Or even arrest and put away. You know? And we're teetering on the edge of another Great Depression. Economically. And also emotionally. With a lot of people suffering from mental depression. And remember, when you're depressed, could be you need some deep rest. And Lord and Lady knows you got plenty of time for that right now.
Deep so, rest.
Yes, deep rest for the depressed.
I thought you said breast.
Oh, and then there's the deep
breast. That's just wishful thinking.
And I do have a nice cleavage between my deep breaths, which is being recognized by my husband, Captain Max, and my lovely assistant, Sunshine.
Can I put my finger in there?
No.
Oh.
6 feet apart for now, for maybe, I don't know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years. We don't know. We don't know what is going to happen, but we do know that as of yesterday, here in America, we had over 300,000 cases of coronavirus and over 8,000 deaths. There's probably more today, but that's, you know, yesterday. This is not your normal flu. It's a flu, but like super flu. and nobody knows what to do. Our leaders give us mixed messages, like take masks. I got my mask on. By the way, this is a used mask. I've used it like 12 times, many times, going out, doing the show, interacting, not taking up a mask for a medical worker. And so's my medical worker. This is my doctor, Dr. Bonobo. And he's helping me get well because I had sinus surgery. I know it's weird in the time of coronavirus to have sinus surgery. I had the last one before they stopped doing that. And he's helping me get better. And Anna and Miguel gave me Dr. Bonobo. Yeah. Anna and Miguel are going to make an appearance shortly, demonstrating a different kind of mask. Dr. Bonobo and I are wearing the surgical masks. And Sunshine, put your mask on. Yes, there's the sexy kind of belly dancer mask. Yeah, absolutely. You know, to wear or not to wear. I mean, a few days ago, for weeks, they were saying, don't wear masks unless you're a health worker or unless you have the virus. Don't wear masks. That's what they said. And people were running around without masks on. And now they say everyone, all of us, should wear masks when we're out. I mean, I'm home, so technically, hi. I don't have to wear a mask, but I'll put it back on, at least for a little while. You know, you don't have to wear them at home, but you should wear them when you go out. And now even the terrible Trumpist is saying, wear the masks, wear the masks. Though he won't wear a mask. Of course, in Bonoboville, we keep him in a mask. And believe me, this mask is used, and I've stepped on it a few times. And he also has a gag on underneath it because we keep him, well, gagged in Bonoboville because he says so much shit. And we don't need that. We got enough, you know, toilet paper problems. Although we got toilet paper. So we're happy about that. We do, but we're not hoarding it. We're using it to hold the Bonoboville communion salt. And just in case this diarrhea mouth has an accident, we have toilet paper. So yeah, he won't wear a mask. And my theory is he won't wear a mask because he's afraid he's going to get his spray tan all over it, you know. And so his mask will be orange instead of the blue. And but masks are very, I've always loved masks, you know. And I mean, I love these gas mask girl masks. Hey, gas mask girl. I know gas mask girl is watching right now. They said they are.
On IG, yeah. Gas mask girl keeps uploading all these beautiful pictures of women in gas masks.
Yeah, they were
couples
inspired.
In gas masks.
I mean, they've been doing that since the show. Maybe they were doing it. I mean, I'm sure they do it all the time, but we did a show with Violet last week, Violet Cox, and of course, Gas Mask Girl got involved and has been sending us very sexy pictures of hot girls in masks. And one of my Twitter followers said that I look sexy and kinky in a gas mask. I can't really fully put it on right now. And then he tweeted, quote, Dr. Susan, if you convince people to wear masks to prevent airborne contagion of COVID-19, you might have saved many, many lives. And I'm honored and humbled to hear him say that. And happy to help, you know. It's funny, but for some people, and a lot of them are my viewers and listeners and clients, sex and kink are greater motivators than matters of life and death. Really. They almost can't fathom life-death issues, but they do know if they're turned on. And so, if I can help reduce the spread of coronavirus by showing how sexy and kinky it is to wear a mask, then I'm all in. Masks for all, masks for all. And that's the thing. Nurses and doctors need them the most, really. So, you know, we've got to make sure they have them. And I've got a great picture that I'd like to show, including our Facebook people, this picture of this couple who are nurses. I think they're both nurses. And they are embracing with masks on and with all the gear. They're lucky. They have all the PPE. And, you know, a lot of nurses and doctors don't. But they do, or they seem to anyway. And they're embracing just before, you know, going in or whatever they're doing. And to me, it's just so, I don't know.
Romantical.
Yes, romantical. Kind of tragic and kind of romantic. And a lot of times, great romance comes out of great,
beautiful picture.
Terrible times. Yeah. So, nurses and doctors, medical and other essential workers need the masks. They need better masks than what I'm wearing. They need a respirator mask. And so really what we need to do is make more masks. Masks for all. I love masks. You know, I mean, I love this agua mask, although it doesn't do you a lot of good against coronavirus, I have to say. You know, it doesn't cover the right things. But I guess what it is there are different kinds of masks, and you've got to cover, you know, your face, the lower part of your face, also your eyes. You know, that's why I got the cool shades. But really, they're very theatrical and fun and necessary. Of course, the glasses fog up from the mask with my breath. But, you know, some people look really cool. Is Anna around yet?
Anna!
Because there are some of us that kind of look like veiled Muslim women, you know? I mean, because there's a lot of people wearing the bandanas around their face, which is really kind of effective. I mean, at least as effective as wearing one of these surgical masks, not as effective as the respirator masks. But yeah, wear the bandana and cover your hair. And guess what? We are all veiled Muslim women now, right? I mean, really, we made fun of them in the past. I've made some fun of them. I'm sorry, now I'm one of you. Really, the veil is de rigueur, is chic, it's mask chic. And so, you know, we're all doing that. So, you know, you can make masks. A lot of people are doing that, and they're just as effective as these. And also, come on, we've got to command these factories to make billions of masks, really, because they should. When you're working with actual coronavirus patients, the doctors and nurses should be able to, you know, not have to reuse them. And guess what? The federal government, that is the Trump crime family, should not be stockpiling them. Where's the baby Trumpy? Oh, there he is.
I want a bird mask for the Black Plague.
You naughty thing. He's actually stockpiling masks. I'm not sure why. I mean, for people that stay in his hotel, I don't know. Once he opens them again, you know, or maybe just to sell, you know. But Yeah, I mean, this really is the Trump virus. I mean, I'm not saying that Trump created coronavirus, and no, of course not. He's not that clever. I don't think any human being is, and I know there's lots of conspiracy theories, but I do think that his actions and inactions and his words and mixed messages has made that panic and confusion, and yes, the whole situation so much worse, and raised the death count, you know? I mean, the U.S. is now number one in coronavirus victims. How about that? In all the world, number one. So why don't you brag about that, Mr. Tomato Head, huh? No, you don't brag about that. Cover your nose, you naughty.
We're number one.
Naughty
We're
Trumpist.
Number one.
Yeah, he instead brags about his Facebook ratings. Woo! I'm number one on Facebook. Please. And then denies aid to states with Democratic governors, saying, gotta be nice. What are you, some mafia boss? Yes, you are. I know, but really, really, you gotta be nice before I give you aid. What about all the people in the state? And also, these governors are not even being, they're not being rude like Trump. They're, I don't know, asking for things, ventilators, masks. Anyway, at least our California governor, hi Gavin, doing pretty good, I think, considering we're a huge state with a lot of cases and had some of the first cases, and we're certainly not number one in America in terms of deaths. Now, of course, cases is a little more confused because testing, you know, we don't know how many people have it, and now we know that asymptomatic people can pass it, spread it. So just because someone doesn't have symptoms doesn't mean they're okay. Just because you don't have symptoms does not mean you are okay. Sorry. But you got to wear the mask, at least when you're interacting with people. I'm going to take it off in a little while when I'm just interacting with you. But I want to make an impression. So yeah, California governor's pretty good. New York governor, he's got, oh my God, such tragedy. And, you know, my cousin used to live in Queens, and oh, it's just horrific to see these people being dead bodies put into freezer trucks. And Andrew Cuomo, governor, son of Governor Mario Cuomo, dearly departed, who my mother adored. And I even think she would fantasize about him when she had sex, maybe with my father. She would always talk about, oh, I love Mario Cuomo. And she did love Italian men, which is one of the reasons she accepted Max so quickly. Now Chris Cuomo has the virus, not the governor, the guy on TV. And yet the greatest coronavirus entertainment is watching the Cuomo brothers banter. You know, just because we have to stay the fuck home doesn't mean we can't have a little comedy and a little sex. You know, sexual innuendo as far as the Cuomo brothers are concerned, because Chris is having corona delirium fantasies, which kind of remind me of when I was on morphine and had some, I didn't know anybody else had these corona delirium fantasies, but I guess Chris Cuomo does, unless he's also doing some very good drugs. But he fantasized that his brother Andrew was wearing a ballet costume, as he puts it, and then danced over to him with a magic wand, you know, and said, oh, I wish I could just wave my magic wand and make you feel better. So, you know, right away we have a little bit of cross-dressing, I don't know. I mean, I guess a ballet costume could be for men, but I imagine Andrew Cuomo in a tutu. And a lot of people say that he's wearing nipple clamps under his t-shirt. I don't know, but he does have some prominent
nips there. When we
discussed
it, they said nipple piercing. Nipple piercing.
Nipple piercings, right.
People are debating.
Maybe clamps, but...
Yeah, maybe clamps, maybe piercing.
There's definitely something going on there. But you know, whatever it is, we approve, you know. I mean, if that helps you to give these, you know, great conferences with a lot of information. So, there's the cross-dressing idea and sort of sexual innuendo there. And then there is the magic wand, which could be a riding crop, like I have here, a Jux leather riding crop, or a dick. A penis, a phallic object. And guess what? It's technically penis time, or the
penis
Japanese
time.
Penis festival.
Penis
but
festival.
they're canceling it.
Oh,
oh no.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, they're canceling it. It's tomorrow. But Sunshine knows all about the penis festival and, in fact, is wearing a wiener shirt in honor of it. We love penises. And, you know, whether they're real or just... dildos, fake. We can't show penises, unfortunately, on Facebook. They get all
even the
bent
statue,
out of shape.
Even
I don't know. I'm not risking it.
Okay.
But there's some great statues. You've got to tune in to drsusanblock.com/live, my Facebook friends and lovers, if you want to see the sexy stuff. And there's going to be a lot more sexy stuff later. Penis Festival. And, you know, this is the greatest horror show of our lives, no doubt. But there are bright spots, there are funny spots, and there are sexy spots, like my bedside chat, you know, and that's bedside chats, not fireside chats. FDR did the fireside chats. Gas Mask Girl, you keep calling them fireside chats, which I'm honored, really. But somebody called me the FDR of sexology on Twitter. But I'm doing bedside chats. And really, there could even... Oh, let's see Anna. Anna, come on over here before... Anna is dressed
sit
in
down.
Her
yeah,
Dr. Susan Block
are.
Show t-shirt and staying 6 feet away, but looking... beautiful in her scarf and kerchief and gloves. I mean, you look like you're maybe going to mosque, and no insult meant to the Muslim people. I'm in awe of the fact that now, you know, the outfit that I used to think was repressive is really helping all of us to stay safe. So good on you for coming up with it first. And thank you, Anna, for looking great. Right. And soon we'll have Miguel in a hazmat suit. Okay. It's not really a hazmat suit. No, it sort
of
is.
It's a painter's suit.
So Mario Sosito says, hello, darling. That's right. We have to be careful and take care of each other. And Mario, I want you to know I'm even taking care of the bonobo mask that you gave me. I think it was for one of my birthdays way back when we were in downtown LA on Pico, I think. And Mario is a great artist, and he created our cross, which some of you have seen, the bondage cross, and many pieces of art. And this is one of his pieces, and sometimes I wear it as a mask. It's my bonobo mask. And it's by Mario, yes. And in fact, somebody wore it at DomCon for me when I did my DomCon presentation this past DomCon. By the way, DomCon is postponed to August, if you're tuned in live. Not going to be in May. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in August. And I, your mistress of the airwaves, am going to be the DomCon Mistress of Ceremonies.
Woo! Woohoo! Amen!
Thank
and
you.
Women.
Thank
yay,
you.
Yay, yay.
Mistress Cyan for asking me, and thank you, Madame Marguerite, Goddess Soma, Mistress Tara, Goddess Phoenix, so many wonderful goddesses and mistresses and slaves and subbies that that I hope to see in August if all goes well and we flatten the curve. We're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah. And it's okay if we have to be like 6 feet away from each other, because thanks to Goddess Phoenix, I have a long whip. And I can whip you from 6 feet away. And some of my best pictures from last week were with sunshine. We're going to do some more. So, yeah, Mario, we got Bonobo here, all safe and masked up. And this, again, is a used mask, so I'm not taking any away from the people who really need it. So, you know, there are bright spots, there are funny spots, there are sexy spots in the midst of a vast sea of horror. But there could also be opportunity. I know, a lot of people say that, but I only kind of half believe it. I want to believe it. I really want to. I want to believe this is not the doorway to greater fascism, which honestly it probably is. I mean, now that our leaders have put us in prison of our own house, they're going to maybe put us in prison of our own house more often. But I do think there could be opportunity, a kind of diamond in the dung, so to speak. And yeah, that's why we have the toilet paper, all that dung, and also what comes out of your mouth. But consider this. Capitalism has been brought to a halt. Almost. Not quite, but very much so. And most people say, hey, I want to get back to normal. Let's get back to normal. And I understand that. I do. But, well, do we want to get back to normal? I mean, we do want to get through this. I want to live. I want my friends and my family to live and not get the virus. I want all of you to get through this. And we won't all get through this. Everyone who says, we're going to get through this, you got to just take that with a grain of pink salt. Some of us will get through this. Already people are not getting through this. But hopefully we will, you and me, okay? You and me. But at the same time, do we want to just get back to normal? You know, normal pollution. Right now the skies are so clear and the seas, you know, are clean, relatively. Do we want to get back to normal inequality? Right now we're talking more about how we need to be more equal, how we need to care and share. Do we want to get back to normal lack of medical care? Right now we're seeing how everybody should be taken care of, how we're all related, and if poor people aren't taken care of, rich people can die. And you know, that should be something we consider always. We need Medicare for all. We need masks for all. We are all in this together. I mean, we should be thinking of it that way, even though we're kind of not. But do we want to get back to normal greed? I mean, people are giving away stuff now. And I mean, the billionaires and the millionaires. And shouldn't they always be doing that? And shouldn't we tax them more so that we have more money, so we're not on the edge of disaster and such as we are now? So do we want to get back to normal greed? Do we want to get back to normal perma-war? All our guns and our bombs, they're worthless in the face of this real war. It's really affecting us. I mean, those other wars, they're, you know, for Americans, they're over there. Although they do affect other people, and they kill people plenty and destroy people's lives. But this one, this is getting to us, so maybe we can consider how these other people might feel when we bomb them. And maybe we don't want to spend our good money on these wars, these perma wars. And maybe we want to spend that money on something that we need, like medical care and food. Maybe we don't want to get back to the normality of perma war and the normality of climate crisis. I don't want to get back to that. And what I see is that we can stop. Maybe we don't want to stop to this degree, but we can reduce our greenhouse gases, reduce the pollution by so much. And we can do it when we want to, when we're motivated, as maybe we could be more than we've been. So, yeah, I think that it's possible that this horror show, a good old Russian expression, is an opportunity to make some much needed changes. We're also going to have to make changes in our sex lives. I don't want to get back to the normality of saying masturbation is for perverts. Now the people are saying, the governments are saying, masturbate. They're actually encouraging that. And I think that's great. And just because we don't have this virus doesn't mean we shouldn't still be positive about self-pleasure. You know, it's the bonobo way. El camino del bonobo on Espanol. I know, my accent is terrible. And yes, bonobos are very sexual. Right, Dr. Bonobo? Yeah, baby. And yeah, I mean, I usually talk about their hot polyamorous sex, but right now that's not so recommended. And really the only kind of sex that's okay right now is masturbation, absolutely. And bonobos masturbate, right? Yeah, here's your little doctor's kit here to show the people. Masturbate. That's what bonobos do. They love to do it. Well, especially when they're in the zoo, because it's like a prison in a way. And we're all in prison in our beds and our couches. And so, you know, we should do it too. And bonobos are also about sharing and caring. And they know in their bonobo bones and boners that we really are all in this together. Though, you know, when billionaires and millionaires say that, it's really, I mean, very tone deaf. You know, you guys, you're showing your fabulous place. I mean, hey, here in Bonoboville, we have a kind of fabulous place, but it's all stitched together with cheap yeah. stuff. And yeah, I mean.
I like cheap.
Cheap. So, you know, be sensitive, you billionaires and millionaires. We love you for giving away your money for good causes, and a lot of you are doing that. But, you know, when you get in your clawfoot bathtub surrounded by rose petals and plastic surgery and then say, we're all in this together, I don't know. It's not so engaging. But I still love your music, Madonna, and your lingerie. And you look good in the bathtub. And the plastic surgery is a good job, yeah. Yeah. So stay the fuck home, and let's see. We've got a few messages. So you can also call us at 626-461-5212 if you want to join the bedside chat, if you have a question or a comment, or you just want to join the chat. Sean said, are you saying we should keep quarantining? Yes, of course I'm saying we should keep quarantining. You know, I mean, like I said, it's scary to think that the government is imprisoning us. But I don't want to die, do you? I don't want to kill people. So, you know, I guess prison, it is a kind of prison, but prison is better than death to me. I like life that much. And I mean, maybe I'll leave it to the prisoner, the guy who's been in prison, to shed some light on that. But I think it's important that we do stay quarantined, if you like that term. I prefer the term self-isolation because it rhymes with hibernation and masturbation. Yes, indeed. So, you know, isolate, hibernate, masturbate. Right. And wear a mask if you have to go out. I know you sometimes do. You know, you got to go to the grocery store or to the drugstore to get your drugs. And I understand that they're delivering some curbside from the dispensaries. But yeah, wear a mask, wear a kerchief, or, you know, that's just as good as this one. I just like this one because it matches my outfit. And make it fashion-y. Don't, you know, I mean, just because we're going through a terrible pandemic crisis doesn't mean you shouldn't look cute. So, let's see. We aren't getting through this, says Sean again. He's giving us several messages.
Yeah, exactly.
We aren't getting through this.
When you said we're
going
to get through this.
We're not through this yet, and I'm hoping. I didn't say we're through this, and you notice I also said not all of us are going to get through this. I might not get through this. I, you know, I've had issues with congestion and not being able to breathe in the past. I've had pneumonia twice. So I could not get through this. Any one of us could not. Lots of young people. A five-year-old baby just died in England, and months-old infants have died, and a 17-year-old guy in L.A. died, who was refused treatment, actually, at an urgent care. So it happens to people of all ages, more to us mature individuals, as well as people with conditions, but happening to everybody. So, as I said, I couched that, so to speak, that we're not all going to get through this. But hopefully I will, and hopefully you will. And I hope that we learn something from this. And I kind of have doubts that we will. I think, if anything, we're going to become a crazy police state. But I hope that we can become more bonobo and learn about sharing and caring and less climate destruction and less bigotry and hate and more Medi-Cal for all. And right now, masks for all. Hashtag that. M-A-S-K-S for A-L-L.
The most important thing that Sean said is the chick on the computer is so hot.
All right. The chick on the computer. Right. That would be Sunshine, my sexy assistant. All right, well, I guess he doesn't like me, but, you know, fuck you. Okay, Sunshine's laughing a little too hard there.
Okay, so.
Put your mask on. No. And that makes us
see
all
the
equal.
Stars. See
all
the
you can see is our eyes. Although the eyes, you know, they convey a lot. Although if you're really being safe, you got to cover your eyes, too. So, yeah, stay the fuck home and make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you. I've been saying that for years, but it's more than important than ever now to masturbate as you isolate. Unless you are in a totally committed relationship. And speaking of which, it's our 28th wedding anniversary next week, and I'm wearing my lovely love me, kiss me, marry me thigh highs, because they don't match the outfit I'm going to wear next week, but they kind of match my outfit this week because they're blue topped. So yes, love me, kiss me, marry me. And Max and I will have been married 28 years as of this Saturday, Sunday, the day that also Jesus rises from the vulva puppet. Yes. And Trump was saying that he wanted the churches to be filled on Easter, but he's backtracking on that now. He's saying, maybe we'll put off Easter. No, maybe we'll just not fill the churches, except the stupid mega churches that have people come there anyway.
Pay attention to the warnings.
Yeah, there's a few out there. But we're going to have a fun Easter anniversary Passover celebration this coming Saturday night's Bedside Chat. We're really getting it all together. There's Passover, there's Easter, and there's our 28th wedding anniversary. So don't miss it. So let's see. Are we ready for our first guest? We don't have any guests in studio these bedside chats. We shouldn't. So we do have the lovely, oh, look at you in your robe. Kiyla?
Yes.
All right, I said it right. Kiyla Harris. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show, to our bedside chat. And you look all bedded down. And, all right. And we don't know you yet. We're excited to get to know you. This is your first time, your virgin show. But we know your comedy mom, Sally Mullins.
Yeah. Yay. She's a favorite.
So, how you doing in the corona apocalypse?
I'm kind of enjoying it.
Really?
I feel bad saying it, but I'm kind of enjoying being quarantined.
That's cool. I mean, I don't think it's bad to say it. I enjoy aspects of it. What are you enjoying? Are you a natural introvert, or are you just glad to have an excuse leave me alone?
Well, kind of. I like people, don't get me wrong, but my bed is my favorite place, and the fact that it is societally acceptable to just hermit in my room all day now is great.
Right.
It's great. I love it.
Well, you can hold your own bedside chats, on the phone or webcam. I mean, if you're in your bed, I think anybody can hold a bedside chat. It's like we're all in bed or on the couch, and that's cool. That's cool. Now, you like to be in bed a lot. Does that mean you like to have a lot of sex or sleep?
I feel like both are healthy.
Yeah.
I like both in my life.
Well, I will say that your Twitter handle is fuck
my
her
favorite.
Right. Fuck her right.
Right.
Wait. Okay. So you know how when you're angry or you do something wrong, you're like, fuck me, right? And it's like fuck he, right? It's the start of my name. I thought it was clever.
Super
it's not about
clever.
Fucking. It's not
No, it's more like I'm a fuck up.
Fuck up.
When I read it, I was like, yeah, you say it, you tell him, you tell
I
him.
I prefer to right. think that it's about fucking. I mean, I think I'm going to keep my own thoughts. But yeah, okay, so for those who want to just do, see it as your intention, then it's about fucking you up, that you're a fuck up. How are you a fuck up? You seem pretty together.
Thank you. Is it because of earrings? I feel like earrings.
Yeah, the earrings help for sure.
Professional.
The earrings are a big part of your seeming very put together right now.
No, I decided to do that for a facade. I just wanted to look together. I've been in my room for 3 weeks.
Wow.
I've been showering, but that's about it.
You're in your room for 3 weeks. Wow. And you got your shower and your bathroom right in your room. You don't have to go.
Well, no, it's outside of my room, and I am being sociable with my roommates, but
okay.
I've really been enjoying the hermit life.
So you have roommates, and do they keep distant? Do you all have sex together? There
could
be something in
sex
between.
Together, even though I do live with a couple, so they're having a lot of quarantine sex.
Oh, they're a couple, so they're having a lot of quarantine.
The invite out there?
Do they make noise?
Do you hear them?
Do you hear them?
No, not often, thankfully. Not often.
Oh, too bad. I mean, that might be sort of entertaining. I don't know. Yeah. So, now what about sex for you? I guess you're not having sex with a person.
No, I'm quarantined with my babe, too.
Oh, your babe. You've got a boyfriend.
Oh,
or girlfriend.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah? So is he there right now?
Yeah, but he's completely in his own world. He's not paying attention at all.
Oh, okay. He's letting you do
your
thing.
I can throw something at him. Do you want an appearance?
Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah. Okay, so he's your main roommate. He's your boyfriend, I guess. Lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this man?
Kawaii.
Whoa. No. Whoops. Whoa. Okay, there's the ceiling. My boyfriend is the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is some side. Oh, hi. Look at you.
Hi there.
Hi,
wow.
Boyfriend.
So do you always have that beard, or is that for the corona apocalypse?
No, guys are doing that.
Uh-huh. All right.
I don't think he's ever seen me clean shaven.
No.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're not also going through any changes? Are you enjoying the quarantine as much as Keila?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you enjoy it so much?
I like not having to do anything.
Gotcha. You're not an essential worker, obviously.
You know what, Dr. Susie?
Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face.
Right. Hey, I have a question. Do you or any of your roommates, does anybody still have to work?
Or? No, none of my roommates.
That's good.
Everyone
so that's safer.
Is laid off right now or doing some type of side hustle.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's good. That's safer.
I'm just going to pull my mask down for now just because. Yeah. Here I am, smiling, and I probably have lipstick all over my mask, but at least it's not Trump's spray tan. So I know Trump is not giving any money to porn stars, and we're going to talk about that more in a little while, even though, of course, some of his best lovers have been porn stars, but he is not giving any of this money, these relief checks, to anyone in the porn industry, which is really just terrible, but it's typical Trump, hypocritical. And I'm wondering, is he giving money to out-of-work comedians?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it much. I haven't had like a regular day job in about 7 months, so I don't know if I'd be allowed to anyway.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of fucked up, fucker up. I mean, because everybody needs the money, you know, whether you have regular so-called jobs or you are in the gig economy, you're a porn star or a comedian, we should all be getting these checks, you know, but that's not how it is. So, okay. So, do you find anything really funny about the quarantine situation? Yeah.
It's so much, and it's so bad. My grandma yelled at me recently because I made some offhand jokes about how, like, hey, things could be better. Like, things are going right in the world. You can see what dolphins in Italy's canal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's no traffic. Old people are out of the way.
Old people are out of the way.
Whoa. I think that was about me.
This
is really the only time that you don't do anything and save the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool. There's a lot of coolness to this.
Sit at home.
And especially cleaning up Mother Earth.
Yeah. Occasionally, I like grocery shop for people and I'm seen as a hero, and it's like, I still need to have some income. I don't know how much of a hero I really am.
Right. Well, you're a hero if you're helping people. It's actually quite easy to be heroic in the corona apocalypse. You just stay home for the most part. But also helping people that really can't leave. If you can leave, put your mask on and, you know, put your gloves on. Well, gloves are a mixed bag, but If you know how to wear gloves and take them off and don't touch your face, put your gloves on and get them their groceries or their medication that they can't get on their own, and then you're a hero, you know? Yeah, so it's kind of easy to be a hero. So be a hero, share, care. And yeah, I think it's important to have a sense of humor, even if it's gallows humor. try not to insult people, but still, to have humor, I mean, laughter is a mental orgasm, you know? Mm-hmm. So we gotta laugh. So how's the sex life? Is it different somehow with the quarantine or
Corona
the
sex?
Same?
I mean, we got lube, so. More, I guess.
Yeah.
You got the essential.
Well, we got our first couple vibrator.
Oh, wow. A couple vibrator. I mean, really, yeah. Any vibrator could be used by a couple, but tell me, do you have it over there? Can you show it?
Oh, shit.
Can we leave it at my place?
Is it like a wee vibe? There's something called a wee vibe where you put it in the woman's vagina, and then it goes on the outside as well, and then it rubs against the man.
Okay, I don't know where it was put, because I kind of dig it, but not fully. And apparently he's supposed to wear it, and I don't know.
You can't really figure it out.
I made him put it on. Really, but it
all right, well, they're not advertisers, so who cares? hey, the Motor Bunny can be a great couple. There it is. Let me see that again. Wow,
it's purple.
Look at that.
Like,
and you put that inside, it's a purple vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, it's supposed to just be for the outside, and apparently this is like the little third ball. It just hangs off here.
Oh, you put it on the cock. It's a cock ring vibrator.
Okay,
you know?
That is so weird. I might be like, I'm not sure about
that. Okay.
You guys, guess where I got this from? Because I've gotten this since.
Your camera just fell.
You got it where?
Guess where I got it?
Amazon.
Target.
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 It's better.
No way.
It's vibrating right now.
Yeah, you know.
And so, okay, they were advertising it as something else, right? I'm assuming.
You know, it's like a little silhouette box, and you can see the shape. And they have like a tie-dye color splash on it, but you can see the shape. Like, you know.
Huh.
You know what it is.
That is ridiculous. I'm intrigued by that. Target selling vibrators. Huh.
You know, I think a lot of places are selling vibrators. They were starting to anyway before, but now that
they
New York Public Health Department is encouraging us all to masturbate, we need toys. Right? So, hey, step
That's
up.
Amazing.
Right. So, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy that tonight. You know,
together.
I hope this is some good foreplay for some hot sex. Right.
Any good Corona jokes? Any good Corona jokes?
Good. No.
No.
No Corona.
Only bad.
Right. No. Beer.
Now we have the beer here.
Of course,
we're drinking Corona beer.
Right, we don't want anybody blaming the beer.
No. By the way, they're ceasing production of Corona beer in Mexico. And I understand, you know, they say it's not an essential industry, so they're not producing Corona beer. But I think in Bonoboville, it has become essential because it's kind of a way for us to have fun with this horrible situation is to drink Corona beer because, hey, don't blame the beer.
I feel like Corona is pretty essential to the alcoholics.
Yeah.
Well, also, the people are stuck at home. What else are they going to do? They're going to drink or...
You can also put tequila in the neck of it. With a little lime.
A little lime. I think that's what this needs. A little lemon.
A California Corona.
That's his favorite drink.
And lemon is supposed to be good to fight the virus somehow. I've heard that, you know, in addition to sticking a hairdryer up your nose. But, I think the lemon's a little more doable than the hairdryer up the nose. But there's a lot of fake cures out there. The lemon seems like vitamin C. Anyway, cheers. So great to have you on. Hope to have you for real in person.
Yeah, but that's what I said to her.
You know,
she was like, oh, I'm kind of disappointed. I can't really go there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know. You don't get
Are you wearing anything under that robe?
Ooh.
onesie.
Oh, let's see. Can we see? Sexy. Oh. I love these sexy comedians. Yeah.
Mark Brown said, I love toys.
All right. Well, you guys have some sex tonight or I'll be disappointed.
And let us know if there's any children of the corn in 9 months, you know.
Did you say children of the corn?
Children of the corn.
I know.
Children of the corn. Because everybody has no choice. More chaka chaka, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be like another baby boom.
No, I can guarantee.
Children of the corona.
No kids.
You know.
Children of the corn.
You know, every time I hear about corn now, I think of, speaking of sex toys, ex-governor Mike Huckabee, who over the toilet paper shortage say, no big deal. Us here in the South, in Arkansas, we use corn cobs as somehow to wipe our ass. I mean, is he sticking a corn cob up his ass? I don't know. I don't put anything past a Huckabee, actually, you know. So.
Well, I'm from North Carolina. I never shoved a corn husk up my butt.
Yeah, well, in Arkansas, that's how they do it. That's how they wipe themselves. You know, when there's no toilet paper around, they use the old corn cob. And then they have an orgasm, and by that time, they've fallen through the toilet. So, yeah. Okay. Well, good to get to know you, and I feel like we're doing online dating. We'll have we'll meet you in another, you know, 6 months, I guess. No, whenever this thing is over, hopefully 6 weeks.
Nice, and where does she tell her jokes and stuff?
Yeah.
You got
really
a joke
nice
for us? Any
for
kind of
swinging.
Joke. And then we got to go.
Any kind of joke.
Any sexy joke?
Yeah, I'm going to add a little line to my...
I think I might, I might butcher it, but a lot of people say crazy things to me, and my boyfriend's like, oh, I don't understand. And then why people would say such crazy things to you. And then in the same conversation, he let me know that my nipples reminded him of Milk Duds.
Aww, that's sexy and funny.
Your nipples are like
nipples
milk duds.
Are like milk duds. Oh. Write that down. I better remember
nipples
that.
Nipples are like milk duds.
Aww.
Well,
and I love milk duds. Reminds me of going to the movies in the old days.
Milk duds.
When
yeah.
People did that sort of thing.
I remember those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that thought, you guys play with those milk duds and that vibrator and have a good time tonight. And great to see you. You look beautiful together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy your quarantine. Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, give another kiss.
Another kiss.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have someone that you can swap saliva with, because mostly you can't with most people nowadays. But you know, it's really a nice thing to have someone to care about. Don't get in any fights now. Take care of each other. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, yeah, the mime really does it. All right.
And the tequila. Just, hey.
Yeah, no,
no,
you're
no
right.
I don't tequila. Have tequila in
Dr.
there.
Dr. Susie, I have a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it. Then we have to have our guest.
Okay, then we'll go
our
to our next guest.
Our porn star guest,
what
Lola
is the difference? What is the difference between the Corona beer and coronavirus?
What?
I don't know.
Well, simple. One is a beer. The other one is a virus.
Oh, Max, you're such a jokester.
What do you mean? You don't like that joke?
I love that joke because I wouldn't want the beer to be the virus because I'm drinking the beer. And that means I've taken down my mask for the beer.
Speaking of beer.
Yes.
Is there a beer hanging around?
Oh, anywhere? Yeah, okay. And let's get our next guest ready.
Lola
Faye. Yes, well, hold.
Lola Faye,
I mean,
we'll
keep talking, but...
We're getting ready.
We're kind of holding.
We're, you know, getting in shape for this.
Yeah, we're doing a lot better than people did in that big flu pandemic, actually, when they didn't have webcam. Or even telephones, or television, or even radio. This was the flu pandemic of 1918 that they called the Spanish flu, but it wasn't really Spanish. It was just that the Spanish people reported on it and the Americans didn't. But yeah, it was a terrible, terrible flu.
Yeah.
And okay, we'll talk more about that later. But now we want to talk to the lovely Lola.
Yeah, that's good.
Faye. Oh, yes. And she's looking very lovely.
Oh, hello.
Lola in a kimono. Yes.
Hello. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Ooh.
Yes. Now we're having a bedside chat.
Thanks for having me.
The corona apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is your second time on the show because you were on the show with our wonderful friend, Professor Oni. Hi, Professor Oni. And he tied you up in Kimbaku bondage and dripped hot wax on your beautiful body. It was very, very sensuous. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
It was, and you're a lot of fun, and you're looking fabulous. In quarantine, or what are you up to?
Yep, in quarantine, just staying inside, making videos, you know.
Making videos. Okay, so you're doing, like, solo porno? What are you doing?
Yeah, and my partner also lives with me, so I can work with him because we're quarantined together.
Oh, that's lucky. Yeah, I think this is couples time now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're always talking about polyamory and being open to other people, but now's the time to be with one person or masturbate, you know. So
pretty much.
You got your
Stay
your
with
person.
Them at home.
right. Keep it confined, right? So I'm glad you're able to make videos and I guess make some money. How's business?
Yeah, work has been good. You know, everything is done online, and I've already been kind of switching a lot of my work onto primarily just passive income online. So that and fan interactions, you make good money if you stay busy.
Do you find that there are more people watching porn now that we're all in quarantine, or is it putting a damper, so to speak, on the situation because everybody's with their families, so it's not like they can watch porn so easily because, you know, the wife and kids or the husband and kids and the grandmother and everybody's like sitting there with you on the couch.
I understand that. People definitely, if they're quarantined with their family, they definitely have specific times that they'll watch their porn, but a lot of people are quarantined alone, and they definitely want to have some interaction and enjoy someone else's company. And then
Absolutely.
There's also people that are in like the hospital work fields. They tend to want to relax too. So.
Well, I'm glad you're helping out the people in the hospital work field because those are our heroes. I have never been tempted to thank our troops. You know that fight wars and bomb people, but I'm always like on my knees ready to thank the medical workers, the doctors and the nurses. So thank
Definitely.
You for kind of giving them a boner. Yeah.
Definitely, you
and
know.
I'm sure that you do that, you know.
Yeah.
What's your specialty these days? What are you focusing on, fetish wise or sex wise?
So I would say my primary focus is just building more of like a switch brand because I don't really like the idea of like having to be one or the other. I've always been a very fluid sexual person. So I've been working more on getting to know what like my fans like and building up a lot more femdom clips because that's how I came into porn and I would like to do more of that. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, you were kind of submissive with Professor Oni because he was tying you up and stuff. But I know you have a whole Twitter following under Domination, Domina Lola, and that you have several Twitter followings. But the main one, I guess, is Lola Faye XXX.
Yes.
And lots of hot stuff. So what do you think about the fact that the small business, you're a small business, and the loan application,
pun
you can't,
intended.
You can't, you know, it doesn't allow for porn stars. I mean, you're not going to get a check.
It doesn't give checks to porn people. It doesn't give checks to weed dispensaries either. Yeah. Even legal weed dispensaries. I mean, it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
It's definitely unfair. They specifically wrote it so we would not be included. It's targeting both of those industries, cannabis and just like the sex work industry in itself. They don't want us to have the benefits, even though we do pay our taxes. We all are tax regulated, so.
Yeah.
And what infuriates me is it's like, okay, we have to quarantine. Well, this is the reason why we're getting the check. So if you're not going to give the check to sex workers, then they're not going to be able to quarantine. Mm-hmm. So
they're going to be tempted to have sex with maybe insignificant others, you know, and then spread the virus, and because they need to make money. So hey,
going to blame them.
And what about the weed dispensary
people?
Yeah,
yeah.
They're also not giving money to casinos, lobbyists. Well, who cares about lobbyists? And members of Congress. Now the members of Congress, hey, they're already illegally selling stock. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we know, they sold stock even before they told us that this was a serious thing. But these other people, these regular people, these workers, sex workers are workers too. I think that's the bottom line. And by the way, people that are interested in helping, you can donate to the Free Speech Coalition Emergency Fund that is helping sex workers that are really out of work and that aren't as ingenious as Lola to make her own porn. So
some people, or they just don't have the resources, you know. It takes a while to be able to have, like, all the equipment you need to, like, make good porn. And a lot of people don't want to, like, put out some grainy quality.
Yeah.
You know.
Although right now anything's appreciated. But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that you might not be able to work and work in your field, which is sex work or porn. And so, you know, you should be given a relief check just like everybody else. But you're not, because Trump is a hypocrite. Doesn't seem like a strong enough word for him. But yeah, I mean, considering how much money he gave Stormy Daniels just for keeping quiet, you would think he'd give other sex workers money for keeping at home. But no.
So, but no, they'd rather. It's the same thing with, like, cannabis workers. Dispensaries are still open in California because they're deemed an essential business. I guess that's their way of secretly saying that we're an essential business, and since we can still work somehow, some way, that we need to work. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do what we can. And one of the things that we love to do here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, and we even did it last week, sort of, but we're thinking of doing it better. Well, we do this thing we call Bonoboville Communion. I don't know if we did it when you were here with Professor Oney, but it's kind of this ritual that brings us closer together, and usually it involves agua. And, of course, we would share it with you if you were here. But do you have your own beverage?
I do. And I was told pink salt.
And salt, yes. Yeah. We actually keep it in our toilet paper roll right here. Right. Oops,
very
it
classy.
Fell out. It's like the toilet paper had a poop on it. But, okay. So, yeah, you have your beverage and your salt. And we have our beverage and our salt.
What do I do with the salt?
Okay, so first of all, we put down the beverage. And now we take the boob. Can you access your boob? The boob is the altar of the Bonoboville Communion. And what a lovely boob you have that the Facebook people cannot see. And I'm going to show my lovely
show
boob as well.
Facebook.
And the lady by the computer is also going to show her lovely boob. So, or maybe both. You got chicken cutlets in there, or are you?
Yeah, okay. Of course. You can see the natural. You can see the cleavage. It must be chicken cutlets.
Okay. So now that we are showing our boobs, we are going to attempt to lick them. You know, somebody else should be licking.
But we have to ourselves.
But we're self-quarantined, so we're
self-quarantined, so it's self-licking of the boob. So you lick. Oh, very nice, very nice. You're licking very well. Easier to do when you've got natural boobs, I must say. And then you take your salt. Yes. And you sprinkle it on the boob, right?
I got Japanese.
Okay. Right. Come forward so we're in the same picture.
I thought we were supposed to be separate.
Yeah, we are separate. You're going to stay there, but hopefully you can get a picture with everybody and the...
salty nipple.
And the agua. And now we have a salty nipple. And lick that.
Mmm,
tastes kind of good. I must say, I'm tasting good. And then, yes, you waterboard yourself.
She's already doing it. She's so excited. She's doing it already.
She's doing it already. That's okay.
Oh,
you're ahead of us.
It's okay.
You got excited.
Okay.
I can't see you guys.
We usually
anymore, so
waterboard ourselves. I mean, we waterboard our partners. But in this case, I gave you a good amount.
I know
Sunshine,
Sunshine likes to drink. I'm going to give her a lot.
Sunshine does like it.
Sunshine's an alcoholic. Here, take a whole shot.
Okay, so now, cheers. Boobies out and bottoms up.
Here.
Great.
Yes, indeed. Agua. De Bolivia coca leaf liqueur. The Corona is good, but the agua is better.
Mm-hmm.
More salt. Yummy. Oh, and Sunshine is now.
I need more salt.
She likes licking that salt. Yeah.
It's just really strong.
Right. All right.
So Kiyla said, oh, little milk duds. I describe mine as rosebuds.
Rosebuds. How do you describe your nipples, Lola?
Hurts.
Ooh, now we're seeing both. Oh.
Oh, wow.
How do you describe them?
Hearts.
They're heart tattoos, right?
Oh, let me see again. Can I see again?
Heart. Oh, so cute.
Oh, and they have kind of a, what is that, a tattoo?
Yeah, a tattoo. It's heart tattoo.
Wow. Oh, that is so beautiful. And what's that tattoo in between, though? Can I see that?
It's a lotus flower.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Can we see the hearts with the lotus? Oh, that is so beautiful. Wow. Oh, hey, you Facebook
so
people, you are missing out.
Missing out.
You know, you first of all, you got to watch this on drsusanblock.com/live. And then you should also go to Lola Faye's site, which is?
You can find all my sites through my Twitter. So I would recommend going to Twitter at Lola Faye XXX.
Okay, well, that makes it easy. We love Twitter. So Lola Faye, that's F-A-E, not F-A-Y. Lola Faye, XXX. And we're so excited to have you on. You are so beautiful and charming. And,
thank you.
And we appreciate you, you know, quarantining with the boyfriend and also providing, you know, entertainment, erotic entertainment for our very important frontline medical workers. So
thank you.
Keep it up. And I hope you're one of the survivors. We're not all going to make it through this. I do know that, but
likewise.
I hope you do.
Thank you. Likewise. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm always having so much fun with you. And I hope that all of you stay healthy and happy.
Yeah.
And next time you can come on this show for real. Like
Sivert and Sexy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to have you back for real.
Once this is all done.
Yeah.
Once this is all done and we have survived and thrived, we will be back together again, licking each other's boobies.
For real, licking boobies.
Always more fun.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But you know, that was kind of fun doing the self lick.
Yeah, no, I like licking my own. Yeah.
It's nice.
You know,
it's,
I mean, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. If the one you're with is yourself, especially if you have heart tattooed nipples. I mean, come on.
I seen that one time.
This is a very exciting nipple show.
I know. It's interesting.
I like, too, the way your head has the star behind it. You've got a red, you got your red hair and then the red star behind your head. I don't know if you're coordinating that, but you look like you're wearing a crown.
I can sit here and it works.
Now, the word corona means crown, but not that kind of crown. And you look like a princess, a beautiful princess. So good luck to you in these trying times. Keep up the good work. And the great sex.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah.
You as well.
Mwah.
Arigato.
Blow the bay, brothers and sisters.
So cute.
Lovers and sinners. Such a hottie. Yeah. Check her out. Yeah.
I seen those tattoos one other time when I danced at the Lusty Lady in Vegas. Oh, sorry. The Lusty Lady in San Francisco. There was a dancer there that had her nipples tattooed as hearts. And so when I first saw the picture, I was like, I recognize that.
Yes, I am spanking Trump with my Goddess Phoenix whip. And I better put my mask on because I'm sure he has cooties regardless. He's probably a carrier that shows no symptoms. That's my feeling. But he deserves to be spanked and whipped for giving us so much false information. You know how he used to say, if I shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I wouldn't lose any votes? Well, I hate to say this, but he's letting people die, and his supporters are still supporting him. And I think that that is really, like, no offense to fuck her up, Kiila, but
fuck her right
up.
Oh, fuck her right.
Well, she said it had to do with fucking her up, and he needs to be fucked up, especially because he and his idiot son in-law, Jared, are hoarding, I was going to say toilet paper, but it's even worse. They're hoarding medical supplies. Don't know why. But, okay, well.
Hey, does Abe have something going on with Mark Brown? He says, shout out to my stud, Abe. Well, Abe has a bromance with Mark Brown?
You know, Abe and I have both had our hair cut by Mark. I have had my hair cut more often, but I noticed that Mark does not give me a shout out. Hey, Mark, I need my hair done, but of course I'm not getting it done because it's the corona apocalypse. But, yeah, Mark obviously likes Abe better than me.
Ooh, he wants your wiener.
Yeah. Good thing I've got my partner. How's my partner? Captain Max.
I'm good.
By the way,
good.
Prince Max. You know, the Czech Republic is slowing the spread of coronavirus more than almost any other European country by requiring that everyone who leaves the house wear a mask. And they've only, as of yesterday, had 60 deaths in the Czech Republic compared with Italy, which is right next door, which has had over 15,000 deaths. 60 compared to 15,000. So where's your mask, Max?
It's right here, actually.
Okay, put it on.
See?
Okay, we should all put our masks on for one great mask moment. So, you know, I mean, it can be anything. It can be one of these surgical masks if you're lucky enough to have one, or you can do a homemade mask, and you can also, you know, do the belly dancing scarf concept.
Sexy mask.
Okay. Put it on. Get the and where's Anna? Anna, come out here with your mask, and do we have our hazmat suit guy? Miguel. Mm-hmm. Let's get everybody out here showing their masks. Max is actually Prince of Prague and Duke of Melnick. The Lubkovitz family are royalty from the Czech Republic for I don't know, 1,000 years or something. But you're also a prince of Italy, so, you know, you got problems over there. So, but we have the most problems here in the great USA. So, are we getting our hazmat and veiled couple? Just Anna, no Miguel. What happened to his suit?
Does anybody know who is Steve Gieves? Is he a... He's a regular viewer, Steve Gieves.
I have no idea.
We found Anna. Anna
his
here.
Comment is just DJ pubic lice. What does that mean?
I have no idea. So, you know, DJ pubic hair? What did you say?
DJ pubic lice.
Pubic light?
Lice.
Live. Okay. What happened to your suit, Miguel? Put your suit on. Okay, so come on over here, Anna. And 6 feet apart, you know, you can be over there. Yeah, over there, you know, that's fine. And we'll do a grand group shot here. Mm-hmm. 6 feet, 6 feet, you're like 4 feet from me. Yeah. Okay, I'll lean over. And here we are in our great group mask situation and trying to be sexy and a little bit funny and a little bit helpful in the corona apocalypse. That's the whole idea of the bedside chat. FDR did fireside chats. Dr. Susie, that's me, does bedside chats. Although I'm on a couch, but probably you are too. And by the way, if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button, okay? Now's the time. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to both our channels. We have the regular Dr. Susan Block channel, where you're seeing this. And we also have sex calls. So check out the sex calls, old archived calls from the past when everybody could touch each other. And some really, really fun and informative calls, sexy too. So, okay, well, we are getting out of time now. So, Oh, our hazmat suit guy is here. Okay. Come on over here. Come on. 6 feet. Yep, 6 feet.
Peligroso.
Okay, well, come over
here. Night.
Sit on the chair over or stand. Okay, yeah. You can be near Trump, so you're not contaminated by him. Right, okay, so now the final look. Let's have a full shot. So we have our hazmat suited Miguel, our masked Max and veiled Sunshine, and of course the very, very veiled Anna. This is how Anna goes shopping for us. And
she's just here from Morocco.
We gotta protect everybody. It's about protecting yourself, because you don't know. You might feel healthy, but you don't know how you might be, and it's also to protect other people around you that maybe could be very sickened and they could die. So wear these masks. That's the theme of tonight, is masks are sexy, masks are hot, masks are fun, and masks will save your life. So cheers, don't blame the beer. And practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Of course, the pleasure can involve touching right now, unless it's your significant other only. But you can touch yourself. And also, bonobos teach us about sharing and caring. And keep in mind that bonobos are susceptible to coronavirus. And if they get it, they will all die if they get it in the jungle, because they love to touch each other and we can't stop them. So we have to make sure they don't get it. And I give my thanks to the Lola Ya Bonobo and Bonobo Conservation Initiative and the Bonobo Project for helping to save the bonobos and protect them from a lot of things, from bushmeat hunting as well as the coronavirus. And a portion of all proceeds from the Bonobo Way go to help save the bonobos. So make like bonobos, not baboons. You know, it's important to follow the bonobo way and share. And yeah, bonobos love to masturbate. And by the way, if you need a little hand in your efforts to stay safe and solo sex, well, that's what the Therapists Without Borders of the Dr. Susan Block Show, no, the Dr. Susan Block Institute. Actually, you can call the show for free. We have a lot of people doing these messages on Facebook, but really, we'd love for you to call 626-461-5212, although we're out of time now, but you can call here for free. Any Saturday night is when we're on live with our bedside chats. But, you know, if you need to talk during the week, we're also here for you for a small fee. And yeah, a portion of that also goes to help save the bonobos and save the earth, you know, from our terrible destruction. So you can call 213-291-9497 for that and possibly talk to me and possibly talk to Sunshine, who loves wieners. So there you go.
Yeah. I like tacos too. I love tacos.
Wieners or tacos, whatever you got, we are here for you. So, you know, we're here for you throughout the corona apocalypse. As long as we can live and breathe, we will be here with you. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you, especially if that someone is you nowadays. Do it. Do it. Keep yourself entertained and happy and relaxed. And remember, if you're depressed, you might need a deep rest. And there's nothing better for a deep rest than a good orgasm that just sends you off, no drugs necessary, right into a beautiful deep rest. So make love to someone you love, even if that someone is you. I love you. Say you love them.
I love you.
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, Whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.